Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Good evening, and we want to welcome those who have joined us via live webcast tonight who are streaming this service. Welcome to WW Pray Worldwide Prayer Meeting. We're so excited tonight to have you with us, and we're believing God for miracles tonight. We're believing God to answer prayer tonight. We've received over 25,000 prayer requests, and we've received hundreds of answers of prayer as well. And we thank God. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. If you haven't sent us your prayer request already, we want to encourage you to text us your prayer request, or you can email it to us, and we will join you in prayer tonight. We serve a God who answers prayer, who is alive, and who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think according to His power. Praise the Lord. Now, the psalmist began to pray at one particular point in his journey in his life, and he had a real burden on his heart, and he began to cry out to God. But in faith, before he even saw the answer come, he said, "Praise the Lord." He began to praise the Lord. He began to worship the Lord. He chose to seek God and to praise God despite his situation before the answer came. He said, "For he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield." In other words, He is my defense. He is my protection. He is everything I will ever need. Hallelujah. He said, "I trust Him with all my heart." I'm going to trust Him with all my heart. He said, "He helps me and He fills me with joy." He said, "I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. The Lord is my strength, and He is the strength of His people." He said, "He is my strength. He is a safe fortress for those whom He has called, to those who choose to trust in Him. And so I'm going to bless His name. I'm going to praise His name. I'm going to exalt His name." And so tonight we want to invite you to join us as we begin to exalt the Lord our God, who is worthy of praise, because we know so shall we be saved from our enemies. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God, who is worthy to be praised. Father, tonight we come before You. We come before You, Lord, because we know who You are. You are exalted. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of honor. Lord, we have seen Your faithfulness. God, we have sensed Your presence. Lord, we have known Your faithfulness in the sanctuary. God, and so tonight we make a choice to worship You. We make a choice to praise You, Lord. We make a choice to give You thanks. Lord, even before the answer comes tonight, we make a choice to exalt You. We make a choice to exalt You above every circumstance, above every difficulty, above every trial, Lord, above every fire of affliction, Lord, above every sickness, Lord, because we know every sickness has to bend its knee to You. Lord, we know every devil has to give way to the anointing of Your Spirit. Lord, tonight we know that You inhabit the praises of Your people. So we're making a choice to worship You. We're making a choice, Lord, to exalt You tonight. And Lord, we're trusting You that You're going to come in power, that You're going to come in quickening, Lord, quickening power, Lord, to quicken us. Lord, You're going to quicken us to worship You in the manner that You so deserve. Father, we honor You, we bless You, and by faith, we choose to trust You in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Let's stand tonight. Let's begin to lift our voices and worship Him in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Here in the power of Christ I stand. Amen. Tonight we're going to pray for healing. We have tons of folks who have written in asking for healing, and we're going to believe God with them tonight. We want to pray for So Young Elle's mother, who is in the hospital with serious infection and battling a long battle with leukemia. asking for miraculous healing and a touch from the Holy Ghost. That's So Young from New York, New York. Here is Shirley from Kew Gardens Hills, New York. A baby girl named Grace was born 1 pound, and she needs a touch from God. So we need to pray for baby Grace tonight. Diane from Queens, New York, please pray for my niece, Nyasia Nicole. She has sickle cell disease, and now her kidneys are in danger of failing. Please pray tonight. Here's an anonymous prayer request from New York City. I am a 49-year-old woman who has cancer, now dealing with mental illness. I'm afraid. Please pray for me. And so we want to pray for this woman tonight. Here's Jairo from New York. He said, my brother Rodrigo had a stroke and he is not responding. Please pray for a miracle that God gives my brother another chance to live. We're going to pray for Rodrigo tonight and believe God for a miracle for him tonight. Amen. Here's a praise report from someone who said, I just realized my prayer request with the issue of blood has been answered and my body is responding absolutely normal for the past month. Praise God, the Lord. Thank the Lord for prayer, for praying people, and for a touch in my body. That's from Westerly, Long, Rhode Island. Praise the Lord. And here's Corinne from Hearn, France, who says, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Times Square, for your prayers regarding my uncle, Marcel. He is doing much better and slowly learning to walk again. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to ask one of our elders, Elder David O'Neill, to come and lead us in prayer tonight. But I want you to begin to lift your voice tonight in prayer. Would you believe God for these, that the Lord will extend his healing hand and begin to touch them in the name of Jesus? Lift your voice right now. Begin to lift your voice, church, to the Lord. And let's begin to pray for these in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you tonight. We bless your name. We exalt you tonight. In the name of Jesus, we glorify your name. We thank you that you answer prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, where two or three come together. Hallelujah. You answer prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, you
Hallelujah.
Do. Hallelujah. Yes, you are the healer. You are the healer, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same yesterday, today, and forever. The same who opened the eyes of the blind, who touched the leper, who touched the deaf, who touched the lame, God, who touched the woman with the issue of blood. God, virtue flowed from your grace, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, for the same to happen to everyone who has sent in their prayer requests. Everyone, every infirmity, every need, dear God, medically diagnosed, dear God. You are the God who can heal with just one word from your mouth, and it is done, oh God. Father, we pray you heal cancers, heal things, dear God, that even medicine finds challenging to do, dear God. Even what's impossible for man and science and technology and medicine, God, you are still the God on the throne. You are still the God of the universe. God, heal to the uttermost. Deliver, Father, we pray you set free from every infirmity. Oh God, we pray that you heal, dear God, bones and heal organs in the body. Heal, Father, the skin and heal, dear God, those who are in comas. Father, the doctors have lost hope. The doctors have said there's nothing else we can do, but you're still the God who's able to lift up the sick. You're still the God who's able to do the miraculous. You're still the God who's able to call into order everything that's out of order. You spoke the universe into order, and you are able to speak every cell in our body into order, oh God. We pray for the miraculous, nothing less than the miraculous, oh God. We pray you astound the medical community, that there would be no shadow of a doubt that you are still the God who's able to do the miraculous. God, we thank you, Father. We pray you speak peace into those who are troubled in mind, troubled in heart, Father. Even mental illnesses, dear God, depression and oppression of the mind, dear God, we pray you dispel every cloud that wants to hover over the minds of your children, dear God. Let light shine. Oh God, clothe them, Father. God, Father, we pray that they would be set in their right mind, oh God. They would be able to testify of the goodness of your love, the goodness of your compassion, the goodness of your tenderness, fullness of your power, of your mercy and your grace to heal. God, we thank you for this. Glorify your name. God, we pray against fear, against worry, against anxiety, against depression. God, we pray you take away the fear of even going to the doctors to being checked, dear God. Father, you told the lepers, go and show yourselves to the priests. And Father, as they went, Father, they were healed. God, we pray for a boldness to go to the doctors to get themselves checked, dear God, to be able to testify that it was God who touched them, that they would be able to tell the doctors and tell the nurses and everyone involved, it was God who worked this miracle in my life. God, do it for the glory of your name. Father, astound them. Astound them, dear God, with the miraculous. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for healing. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are so good. So good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We don't deserve it. It's your mercy. It's your mercy. We don't deserve it. We can never earn it, dear God. It's your mercy. We reach out in faith. We touch the hem of your garment, oh God. And we thank you for healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tonight we want to join those who are praying for unsaved family members. So many have written to us and asked for prayer that we would join them, and tonight we're going to join them in prayer tonight. And so I want, would you gather in groups of twos and threes and join us as we pray for these who are praying for salvation. Here's Donna from Winnipeg, Canada. She says, strength for my son to let go of his girlfriend. He's been trying to find God, desperately needs to know God's hope, peace, and love. Here is someone who texted in and says, please pray for my father to get saved and healed from congestive heart failure and to help care for our mom who had a massive stroke. Here's someone else who texted in and said, pray for Tata, a Muslim elderly man who's sick and needs salvation and healing. Please pray also for his entire family's salvation. Thank you. And here's another text, someone who says, please pray for Mike's father who's close to death and needs to know Jesus Christ. Here's someone else who says, please pray for William N. Sr. for salvation and health. Got intestine cancer surgery and hasn't recuperated and has been 4 months and he's back in the ICU. Folks, we believe that our God hears. He said, he that made the ear, shall he not hear tonight? And so we're going to be praying for you and believing God for heal. We're going to believe God for salvation, for those who need salvation. And I know many here in the congregation as well have unsaved family members. But as we pray for others, we're going to believe God to save our loved ones tonight in the name of Jesus. And I want to encourage those online who sent in a prayer request to also pray for others. And let's believe God to answer your prayer tonight in the name of Jesus. I'm going to ask Amy Matthews if you would come and lead us in prayer, one of our staff members. But let's all lift our voices to God. We know every voice counts in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you hear us. I thank you that you know us, my God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you know the lost ones in our homes, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you know them more than we know them, my God. God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you would come because you said in your word, Lord God, that you would, that if we call upon the name of the Lord, my God, that we will be saved, my God. God, I'm asking, Lord God, for every person that wrote in, Lord God, every person in this house, my God, that is believing for an unsaved loved one, Lord God. God, I thank you that your word says, Lord God, that salvation is for us and our families, my God, that there is not going to be a single one that we leave behind, my God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that no matter what situation they're in, Lord God, no matter what the despair is, Lord God, no matter what the condition of their lives, my God, God, I thank you that when I ask you, Lord God, you are a father who would deliver, my God, that when we believe on your word, my God, that says that salvation is for us and our families, my God. God, I thank you that every father, that every mother, that every child, every aunt, every uncle, every brother that has gone astray, you will redeem name, my God, that you will draw, my God. God, I'm asking, Lord God, that in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that you will draw them into your presence, my God, that no matter how deep the pit may be that they're in, my God, that they would know that your love is so much deeper, Lord God, that your mercy is so much greater, that your grace is sufficient. My God, I'm asking that you come. That you come and that you redeem. That you come and that you cause their eyes to see that Calvary cross. But that you would cause them to see, my God, that you resurrected and that you came to give life and life abundantly. My God, I'm asking that you would come and that you would hear the cry of a mother for her child. I'm asking that you would come and you would heed her prayer. That she would cause her eyes to see you, my God. That you would cause her eyes to lift you up, Lord God. That you would cause her eyes to testify that you have brought the wayward son and daughter back home, my goodness. My God, I'm asking that you would come, Lord God, in only the way that you can. In only the way that you can. Because you said in your word that those who put their trust in the Lord will never be put to shame. We will never be put to shame, Lord God. We're going to stand on your word. That says that there is not going to be a single person in our homes that will be left behind. Not a single one, Lord God, will live not knowing the truth and the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Lord, we're asking that whatever it is that has bound them, Lord God, whatever it is that has distracted them, whatever it is that has caused their attention to focus away from you, Lord, that you draw them back, because you said in your word that no man can come except by the Spirit of God. We're asking the Holy Spirit of God to come, and you arrest every heart that needs you. You arrest every heart that is longing for a void to be filled, that they would find the emptiness can be only filled by Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. God, we're asking these things, and we're going to believe that you're going to come through, because you are God, and you said if we ask, believing, we shall receive, and we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Tonight, we want to also pray for those who need deliverance. Those who need deliverance. Here's an anonymous prayer request from West New York, New Jersey. I keep going on eating binges to cover up the pain I feel. I don't like it. I just feel I can't stop and eat normal. Please pray for me. We're going to pray for this person tonight. Here's Sasha from Brooklyn, New York, who says, please pray for my son, A. He hates me because of the past. He is angry at God. He needs deliverance from life-controlling habits, from depression, from bondage. And so we're going to pray for Sasha's son tonight in the name of Jesus. Here's Evan from Toronto, Canada. I struggle with bad panic attacks, fear, and I can't defeat my own sin. Please pray for me that I die to self and that the Holy Spirit may fill me. Amen. We're going to pray and believe God for that tonight in the name of Jesus. I'm going to ask Valerie, one of our intercessors here, Valerie Vogler, to come and lead us in prayer. But if you would lift your voice tonight for those that need deliverance in the name of Jesus, we believe that the anointing still breaks the yoke. Hallelujah. That Christ is still able to set the captives free. He said those that trust in him will never be put to shame. And so tonight we're going to believe God for deliverance and freedom in Jesus' name. Lift your voice tonight to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a mighty God tonight. You are mighty to save, mighty to heal, mighty to deliver, mighty to set every captive free. Father, I thank you, Lord. The psalmist said, though a host encamp against me, I shall not fear. Though war rise against me, in spite of this, Lord, I will be confident that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Tonight, we resist the devil, the enemy of our souls. We push back the darkness in the mighty name of our God, the God who ever lives to make intercession for us. We thank you that we have authority to tread upon all the lies, all the harassing, tormenting spirits, and every power of darkness and all fear in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, there will be no more fear, no more fear for the people of God. I thank you, Lord, that you hear the voices of those crying in the night. You hear the voices of those crying in the day. You hear those laboring with groans and anguishes that nobody even knows about, the silent cries. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, today is the day of delivery. Today is the day of deliverance. God, I thank you, Lord. Your word says your perfect love will drive out this spirit of fear, because fear brings torment. And you did not die so that people would live in torment. They would not live in torment. They will not die in torment. I thank you, Lord, that people will live tonight. They will not take their lives. They will live. They will not be addicted to porn, to alcohol, to drugs, to drugs, to drugs, to meth, to cocaine, to crack. Break this cycle of the addiction of heroin tonight in the name of Jesus. You are a rock. Your word says, Lord, that you never sleep. You never slumber. You are awake at all hours of the night when people have been binge eating and binge drinking. You never slumber. I thank you, Lord, that you are a God that we can talk to, a God that embraces us in all of our pain, in all of our anguish. And I thank you tonight that the devil is defeated. We stand as a united army all across the world, and we resist you. We resist you, Satan. I thank you for a mighty army of people that will rise up and get out and walk through the doors to freedom. I thank you that they will not stand and say, oh God, at the end of this service, where is my freedom? Tonight is the night of freedom, and we give you all of the glory. Let's give God a shout of glory tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our God is named Jehovah Jireh. He is a provider tonight. And so we want to pray for those that need employment, those that need jobs. Here's Desiree from Chicago, Illinois. I need a job. I have been unemployed for 6 months, and it is difficult for me. We're going to pray for Desiree tonight. Here is Peter from Cleveland, Ohio, who says, for a timely job provision, I'm facing immediate eviction. And so we're going to pray for Peter tonight. Here's an anonymous prayer request from New York, someone who's praying for their father to get a good job. So we're going to pray for them tonight. But here's an answered prayer, Lana from New York, New York, who says, God answered my prayer and provided me with a job. Thank you for lifting me up. Praise him forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to ask Katie, who is over our children's ministry, one of our staff members, to come and lead us in prayer tonight. But would you lift your voice tonight? How many here need a job tonight in our congregation? So many hands here tonight. Praise God. Amen. We're going to believe God for you as well. And I want to encourage you to pray for others, and the Lord will meet your need tonight. But lift your voice tonight and let's begin to pray for our audience online and for those here in our congregation as well. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. God, you are the great provider. You provide everything we need, oh God. God, you know our needs before we even speak them, God. You know what we need, oh God. You know the needs of every single person who wrote in, who needs a job, God. They need financial miracles, Lord. And we're coming before you, and we're asking, God, that you would open the door that no man can close, God. That you would lead them in a way, oh God, that only you could lead them to the right job, God. That they would go on the right interview, Father God. That they would hear your voice. and they'd walk in the way that you're leading them, Father. You are our provider. You know our needs, God. You want to meet our needs, oh God. And I ask, Father, for every single person, oh God, in this congregation on the online that needs a job, God, that you would speak so clearly to them, that you would open doors that no man can close, oh Father God, that you would make a way, oh God, that they would get a phone call tomorrow, oh God, or that job interview, that resume in the pile will come to the top, Lord God, that you would, oh God, make a way, that you would make the provision that is needed, oh Father God. We thank you, Father God. You are so faithful, God. You said that we would never be begging for bread, oh God, your children. So we're believing, oh God, that you will make a way, oh God, for every need and every job that is needed right now, oh Father God, that you will speak to people in the offices to call the right, to call these people needing a job, God, that you would do the miraculous, Lord. We thank you for that, God. We know you are faithful, God. We know you can do it, Lord. Give us ears to hear what you're leading us to do, oh Father, and we thank you, God. God, you are able, Lord. Move on our behalf. Make a way, God. You are our provider, God, and we thank you and praise you for what you are going to do, God. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name.
Oh, Jesus. Praise the Lord. What a glorious Jesus. What a wonderful Savior. I want to talk to you just for a few minutes on the idea of why we fast, why we pray. And I just want to lift from the pages of the Holy Scriptures a story about Jesus and a handful of his disciples who actually go into a mountain to interact with God and to interact with one another, to pray. And it is a time where they separate themselves to be with the Lord. And some wonderful things happen in this mountaintop. And when they come down from the mountain, they are immediately met with a very serious struggle in life. There are people who are going back and forth with one another. They're arguing and trying to figure out how to help a young child who's being torn, who's basically being overpowered by a demon. And the demon is trying to take his life. His father is weeping and he's trying to get help. And his father describes the situation as one where his son is thrown from extreme to extreme, from water to fire, as the enemy is trying to kill him. And nobody is able to help him, whether it's the religious community or whether it's some of Jesus' disciples. Nobody was able to help him. Now, Jesus is coming down from the mountain, and he immediately heals the young child. And when asked why couldn't they help, the disciples asked, and you would imagine the entire community is basically on the edge of their seat saying, why couldn't we help this young child? Jesus said there are certain things, and in this case, he's speaking about a particular demonic power that can only come out through fasting and prayer. Now, you and I recognize, based on the story, that Jesus had just come down from a place of fasting and prayer. So it was in his power. Now, of course, he's God, but he is also human, and he is illustrating something. He's illustrating the fact that if a human person chooses to trust God and chooses to fast and pray, there are things that they can do that the average person can't do, including true disciples. So now if you look at the story, and you'll find it in the 9th chapter of John and the 9th chapter of Mark, and I think the 17th chapter of Matthew. It's mentioned a few times. One of the things you're going to find is that it begins with the idea of Jesus separating certain people. And this basically is the same as what the Lord does with us on a Tuesday night. He just kind of pulls us aside and says, I want you to spend a little extra time with me. And I want you to forego certain things so that you can hear me. So first, he separates them, and then he elevates them. The Bible says that he separates them, and he takes them to the top of a high mountain. And then he transforms himself right before their very eyes. In other words, because they were willing to be separated and they were willing to allow him to elevate them, now he's able to transform himself so that they can see him in a way that even they couldn't see him before. Now, all of a sudden, they begin to understand a few more things about him, because as he is being transformed and he is beginning to show his glory, because remember, the Bible says that he began to glisten in their presence. He began to glow, as it were, in their presence, and they began to see this is the glory of God. And as they're watching, the Bible says that Moses and Elijah, some of the Old Testament prophets, Moses representing the law, Elijah representing the prophets, and this is a picture, in essence, of the Holy Scripture. So now they're in this place of elevation, they're in this place of separation, they're in this place of translation where the Lord translates himself. Now they're in also a place of communion, a place of communication, a place of information. They're beginning to be reminded of who God is, of what he's done. In other words, when we separate ourselves to the Lord, when we allow him to bring us to certain places, we see Jesus differently, and we begin to have the scriptures, as it were, brought back to our remembrance. We begin to remember things that God has said and remember things that God has done. But you see, all this is equipping us to pray in a way that very few people can pray. When we separate ourselves to the Lord, when we allow ourselves to pray and to fast, then we are simply reminded of things that the ordinary currents of the day will tend to cause us to forget. This is basically a time of separation where God begins to speak to us again, and he begins to show us again. And the Bible says that as they began to encounter Christ in this translation of his visage, where he began to show them different things, and this communication of his word, that they also experienced an immersion in his spirit. As the Bible says, a cloud came upon them and overshadowed them. And they became immersed in the very presence of God. Now, you understand what was going on while this immersion is about to happen. They kind of wake up the way we do when we fast and we pray. We kind of wake up from a kind of lethargy. We kind of wake up from a kind of sleep. Every time we come to a place of praying and fasting, God is able to kind of jostle us a little bit and say, remember who you are. Remember who I am. Remember what I've done. Remember my word. Now, as they begin to wake up, their first response is to get religious. You know what I mean? They say, wow, it's good that we're here. Let's build a few tabernacles, because it just so happened to be the Feast of Tabernacles. So their thought was, let's do what we ordinarily do. But this cloud comes upon them and says, no, this is not business as usual. This is something different. When you and I choose to fast and pray, regular religion just doesn't do it. What happens is God immerses us into something different, draws us into something else, and basically says to us, this is not an ordinary Tuesday. This is not business as usual. Because you chose to be separated, because you chose to be elevated, because you chose to allow God to give you a vision of his glory, because you allowed him to remind you of his word, you don't have to do anything in a mundane, redundant, monotonous way. You don't have to do religion for religion's sake. You don't have to look at a day on a calendar and say, oh, this is the day that I pray. No, this is something else. God has brought you into something else. And so he immerses you now in his presence. And this is what you see happening as the glory cloud comes upon the disciples. And all of a sudden, they hear the voice of the Father as he says, this is my son. And all of a sudden, they realize that they are in a place where God the Son and God the Father and God the Spirit are. All of a sudden, they realize they are in a special place, and they get this command from God that says, hear him. Now, all of a sudden, they begin to recognize something. I'm not praying in my own strength now, and I'm not praying according to my own wisdom now, and I'm not praying according to the need as I recognize it or as I understand it. Whatever I'm doing because I hear the voice of the Son, because I hear his cry, because I hear his instruction, because I hear his wisdom. Now, after all of this wonderful thing goes on, the Bible says at a certain point, they don't see anything but Jesus. All of a sudden, now because of the immersion and because of the communication and because of the translation, because of the separation, because of the elevation, now they have a vision. And it's not a vision that's overwhelmed with the needs or a vision that's overwhelmed with their own inadequacies. It's a vision of Jesus only. All of a sudden, they just see Jesus. As they are praying, in other words, they see Jesus. As they are addressing the need, they see Jesus. As they are interacting with the community, they see Jesus. As they are standing toe-to-toe against demonic forces, they see Jesus. As they are engaging what seems to be insurmountable needs, they see Jesus. Now they come down from the mountain. And as they're on their way down from the mountain, they ask about John the Baptist, and they say, we thought that it was going to happen this way, and we thought it was going to happen the other way, and we thought that when the forerunner came, he was going to do this and do that. And Jesus said, no, all these things are happening, but they are happening in the context of conflict. So all of a sudden, they begin to understand that the God that I serve is a God who can be God no matter what the difficulty, can be God no matter what the challenge, be God no matter what the conflict. And with that in mind, they move down into this battle where this young man is being torn, thrown from water to fire. The enemy's trying to kill him all day long. And Jesus stands and he casts out the enemy. But before he does, he says something to the man, because the man runs to him and says, can you heal my son? If you can do anything, heal my son. Jesus said, if you can do anything, anything is possible to him who believes. And basically what he is saying is, if you choose to fast and pray, let him take you aside and talk to you, reveal himself to you, convince you and me of certain truths. There is nothing impossible. We can do anything that God has called us to do. We can expect victory. We can expect miracles. We can expect to cast out devils. We can expect to see the name of God glorified in the earth. We can expect a victory that will prove, hallelujah, that God is who he said he is. Let's stand together. We're going to pray. And we're going to pray together as people who choose to sit in the presence of the Lord, to stand in his presence, to fast and to pray. We're not trying to do anything in our own strength. We're not trying to do anything by our own power. We're not trying to make anything happen because we clench our fists and we grit our teeth and we make things happen because we have positive thinking or because somehow we have enough faith. We believe in God. We don't bow down to our faith. We don't bow down to our psychology. We bow down to the great and holy Savior, and he helps us. In Jesus' name, Father, we come to you because you told us to. We come to you because you are the God who heals. You are the God who frees. You are the God who brings victory. God, in Jesus' name, you taught us how to stand in your presence. You taught us how to hear your voice. You taught us how to hear your words. Lord, you called us aside tonight, and you told us to fast this thing or that thing. Some of us have fasted all day, some for a meal. Some of us have fasted a various thing that we might ordinarily do on a Tuesday night, but we are here, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We're here because you called us to this place. We're here because you have made us to believe that there is a generation that's being thrown from the fire to the water, a generation that is going from extreme to extreme, a generation that doesn't seem to understand its purpose or its meaning. And God, there has to be somebody who will stand in the gap for them, somebody who will believe for them. It is not enough for us to do religion as usual. It's not enough for us to stand at the foot of the mountain when you are calling us to the peak. God, in Jesus' name, you are asking us to stand in your presence so that we can know who it is that we are praying to.
that we can be absolutely certain that we are praying to the God who is faithful to his covenant promises. We come to you because we know that you are a good God, that you are a faithful Savior, that all power is in your hand, that you hold the keys to hell and death, that there is no one who can stay your hand. When you choose to save, you do save. When you choose to heal, you do heal. And God, the cross tells us that you have chosen to heal, that you have chosen to save, that you have chosen to bring victory, that you have chosen to bring hope, that you have chosen to bring healing. God, you are a great God. We stand in your presence and we believe every word that comes forth from your mouth. We speak against every lie of the devil. We speak against bondage. We speak against tyranny. We speak against confusion. We speak against oppression. We speak against addiction. We speak against broken hearts. We speak against poverty. We speak against the lie of the devil. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We come to you because you are a great God. We're expecting mighty things because we pray to a mighty God. We're expecting great things because we pray to a great God. You have chosen to give us a vision of who you are, and that makes us hungry tonight, oh God. You have chosen to open your word to us, and that whets our appetite for great things, oh God. You made us to believe that there is hope in this generation. You made us to believe that we can cry out to you and you will answer us. You made us to believe that we can lift up our voice to you and you will hear us. You made us to believe that you choose to work in us and through us. You made us to believe that if we stand together in your holy name and we speak a word according to your great character, that you will overcome the powers of the devil. That you will save a generation. That you will give hope to a hopeless society. That you would be light in a dark world. You filled us with your spirit. You opened your book to us. You gave us a glimpse into the testimonies of history. And you whet our appetite. You opened up that book and made us think to ourselves, why not me? You opened that book and made us think to ourselves, what a glorious God. You opened that book and made us think we will not sit idly by while men and women die. You opened that book to us and made us to believe for great things because we serve a great God. And now we're asking you, oh Jesus, break the bonds of the afflicted. Open the prison doors of those who are imprisoned. Give hope to the depressed, to the hopeless, to the despondent, to the despairing, in the name of Jesus. Give freedom to the addicted, the drug addicted, those who are addicted to various forms of disorders, including eating disorders, Lord, who can't seem, as we read through some of the prayers, to either stop eating or who can't get themselves to eat. God, in the name of Jesus, we come against the lie of Satan. Those who are sexually confused, those who are sexually immoral, we come against it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe tonight, oh God, because we've had a vision of Jesus.
And so we believe, oh God, we thank you, we bless you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Let's just lift our voice and thank him. God, we praise you, we thank you, we worship you, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory in Jesus' holy name. Amen. God bless you. Praise God.
Tonight we have three selfies that have been sent to us. One's from Denise and Gary in Spring Hill, Florida. God bless you, Denise and Gary. We're praying with you, TSC, since you started. We are in Spring Hill, Florida. And Yvonne, the six-year-old boy that you prayed for is our grandson. We pray with you tonight. Thank you. God bless you, Denise and Gary. Praise God. Thank you for joining us and praying with us tonight. We also have one from Carolyn, who is originally from Kenya, but currently living in the UK. She says, I've been joining you with you every Tuesday since the first day I was told about the prayer meeting by a friend. She said, I felt so happy to be back in the house of the Lord. It says it all from my picture. God bless you, Carolyn. Thank you for joining us and praying with us. And then lastly, we have Thomas Borboa, who's from Los Angeles, California. The Lord moved me to watch WW pray over 4 months ago, and through your prayers delivered me from being in a year-long state of drunkenness and rebellion. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord, for he is good. By his grace, I'm still sober and pointing others to Jesus. He has also healed a broken relationship with my son. Here's a picture of my son on the last Father's Day. Praise the Lord. Thank you. And may the Lord bless you and keep you all. Hallelujah. God bless you, Thomas. Praise God. Praise God. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He's faithful, folks. He answers prayer. As you well know, hallelujah, we always start with prayer, but we end with freedom. Amen. Amen. Here's a testimony of freedom. Tonight we're going to rejoice in the presence of the Lord. So I want to encourage you to dance, to jump, but don't hurt anybody next to you. But I want you to praise him tonight because he is worthy to be praised. Those online, would you join us tonight as we sing freedom in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Who would have ever thought a prayer meeting could be so much fun? Praise God. We want to thank you for visiting with us. I want to encourage you to invite your friends to join us online. We want you to know that we are praying and fasting for you and believing God to continually work a miracle in your life and mine. Don't forget to send us your praise reports. Thank you for sending us selfies, those that have sent us selfies. Please continue to do so, amen, with your praise reports. At this time, we're going to have our camera crew turn the cameras to our congregation. We're going to ask our congregation to wave to you tonight. God bless you. Our online audience, we love you. We're standing with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.